I'm holding on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top. We started discussing, the Mishnah had talked about various two different cases. You had a case where people ask a person, a bari, or shchiv merah, as the case may be, should we write a get for your wife? He says, write it, and they told the sofer, they told the edim, no good, he has to actually tell them. So we discussed the question, does that go according to the mayor? Are we saying, the Mishnah is mentioning that he says write it, but he doesn't say anything about giving it, which according to the mayor, that's the problem, the fact that he didn't say give it. But if he said give it, or if he did it to a base din of three, you'd be fine. On the other hand, when the Mishnah continues that, it has to doubt to be that he says to the sofer, and he says to the edim, that seems to be according to the Yossi. They're trying to figure out, we left off trying to figure out what the deal is with the Mishnah. We started by saying, okay, we have to say the Mishnah is partly according to the mayor, partly according to the Yossi. Then Abaye, according to the mayor, if you say tnu, that's good enough.
Without saying sovu,
if you just say tnu, is good enough. And according to the Yossi, even that's not good. Yesterday, Omer Imru, according to the Yossi, is no good, which is how we schlugged up Abaye's answer. Rabbi Yossi does not make the distinction between whether he says ksovu, you write it yourself, versus whether he says imru, tell the sofer and the aidin to do their. So according to Rabbi Yossi, milu le mimsir on the shliach. You have two things actually. Number one, milu le mimsir on the shliach. You can't give verbal instructions to a shliach to be. Once you tell the shliach ksovu, it has to be they themselves write it for reasons which again we've talked about a couple of times. The idea of zilusa, that the husband is embarrassed that he can't write it himself or whatever. And even when he says imru, even when he lachatchila tells them, tell the sofer, tell the edim, we establish the coins of the Yossi, that's no good. So far we were back to that the... So Rav Ashi, this is where we're holding. Rav Ashi, I'm a kula Rav Yossi. Here Rav Ashi says, no, you can say the whole Mishnah actually is according to Rav Yossi. When the Mishnah starts off saying that he said to them, ksovu, and we said that seems to be like a mayor, because according to a mayor, the problem is that he said ksovu, whereas if he said tnu, it would be good enough. But v'loimad boyakama, what it is the Mishnah is going in increasing order of chiddush. Loimad boya hecha v'loimad tnu, needless to say, if he didn't say tnu, even a mayor agrees that's no good, to then delegate it to somebody else. Ela filo omad tnu loy. But according to Rav Yossi, even if you were to say kisvu and tnu, that still would be no good. Even though according to Rav Meir it might be fine, according to Rav Yossi it would not. Because he says, milo leimim sur mashliach, because you can't give over the shlichus to somebody else. The loy mibaya, and then continues the Mishnah by implication, the loy mibaya hecha deloy ama imu, the loy mibaya hecha deloy ama lebeit losa. Needless to say, further, the Mishnah would be telling us that if he said it not in the presence of three people, where three people can constitute a beis din, and we learned in the previous parak that if one said a mayor, that's also fine, you can delegate it to them, and then as a beis din, they have the ability to delegate it to others. So needless to say, if he didn't say it to three, elafkilo amal beit losa, even if he said it to three people, loy, still not. And the loy mibaya hecha deloy amal imru, and the Mishnah would be saying, in other words, the two halves of the Mishnah, number one where he says ksovu, and number two where the Mishnah finishes off that he has to say to the sofer ksovu and to the edim chasomu, is teaching us all of the Mishnah by implication is telling us all of these details. The Mishnah is telling us, the first part, we wanted to say that the first part is according to the mayor. We're saying no. What the Mishnah is implying is, needless to say, in the cases where the mayor would say it's possible. Even in the cases where he would say it's kosher, Rabbi Yossi still says it's no good. So, needless to say, if in a case where he said tisfu, that you yourselves write it and sign it, but he didn't say imru, he didn't say you tell somebody else to do it, even if he said imru, even if he told them, you delegate it to others to do, also Rabbi Yossi would hold that's no good. So therefore, the whole Mishnah would be according to Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara says, Tanya Kava says it, Abasi, as a matter of fact, we have a Braisa that agrees with what Rav Ashi is saying. And Braita says, Kos of sofer l'shma v'chosmu edim l'shma, if the sofer writes the get, having in mind the woman, and the edim sign it, also l'shma, but without the husband giving instructions to do it, even if they wrote it, they signed it, they gave it to the husband, and the husband gave it to the wife, which, as we said yesterday, the Chassam Sofer said, the point of that is, as we had in the Mishnah, is even though you would think, in that case, the husband himself accepted it and gave it to her, obviously means he doesn't care about Zulusa. Doesn't matter. Hareya get bottle, nevertheless, it's the get is bottle, it's not a valid get. Because he didn't order it. Achi yishmu upola, until they hear his voice, that he has to say to the sofer to write and to the edim to sign.
That's the point.
Before the writing, he has to give instructions.
So,
yeah.
According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no implied consent. It has
right.
to be explicit.
Yeah. According to the mayor, right. We said according to the mayor, first of all, Imru would be fine according to him. Even if not, if he said Tnu, then by implication it means you can go ahead and delegate. And besides which, we've learned anyway, according to the mayor, according to him, the whole get could be found in the garbage. It didn't have to be written Lishma anyway. It's only the signature that has to be done Lishma, but yeah. The halacha is, the halacha is like Rebbe Yossi.
So we were very much.
So we're, yeah. And we'll talk about it. The Gemara is going to talk about it in the next line. In what way we're machmir? It also goes back to something that we discussed yesterday. But let me just mention one thing. What's the proof from this braisa for Rav Ashi? Rashi says the proof from it is that we see that even Omer Imru is no good. Because we see braisa is saying unless he explicitly tells the sofer to write and aid him to sign, then it's no good. Which implies that even Omer Imru is no good. Tosfos says rather the proof is different. The proof, rather, is that we see that Braisa is phrased in the same kind of loyme boya way, the same way as Rav Ashi was saying that our Mishnah is going loyme boya, needless to say, in this case. But even in that case, the Braisa is doing the same thing. Nevertheless, it's bottled. When the Braisa said Yishmu, that they have to hear his voice, that is why Pokemon Rando Omar Moji Rabiesi Boimurimu. That comes to exclude the possibility that we discussed in the previous Perek and also in the Soviet just before, that maybe we wanted to say maybe Rabiesi agrees that Boimurimu is fine. By saying you have to hear his voice saying that not, that by saying you have to hear excludes that case. So no, Rabiesi does not agree that that's fine. And Kolo La Pukim is Rakana Domarab. And when it says they have to hear his voice, that comes to disagree with what Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, which we had yesterday, that we had a person who writes instructions to give a get, that you can go based on that.
Without saying,
just writing is no good. Now, Tosfos brings up the question, what about our Mishnah, not our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, had said that if you have the guy in Elim, he's mute, and he nods his head, you do the three times test, and he nods and shakes his head at the proper time, then you can write a get on that basis. You didn't hear his voice.
The Mishnah said that they have to get the Nishtatic,
and that's fine. So why are we saying this Braita then contradicts Rav Kahana Amar Rav, and you can't write? So Tosfos says, and then other Rishonim bring from the Yerushalmi, that in a way, the nodding that we had in the first mission and the Perek is better than writing. Because he's actually doing something, he's actually nodding and shaking his head, as the case may be, and then demonstrating with his body that he actually wants this get written.
Writing with the hand,
okay, he's writing with his hand, fine, but it's not as much, I guess, I wondered about that also. I guess it's not as much, in a way, as...
It's more clear, the meaning of the word he writes, the intent.
So there are Rishonim. So in Shulchan Aruch, you can find both opinions. It's Machlokes and Rishonim. Do we say then, so everybody agrees, fine. The Mishnah tells us nodding is fine, so okay. Do we ever say that writing is okay? Do we maybe say, with a cheresh, what originally Rav Kahana had said in the name of Rav, that a cheresh, or Eina Medaber Ve'Eina Shomea, who writes, then we can go on that basis. So one way of looking at it is now that we say that there's a braisa against him, then no, you can never accept writing, not from a cheresh, not from a bori, not from nobody. You can accept nodding. Okay, they say that one reason, besides the reason that it involves him more, like it involves his whole body, so to speak. There's also the idea you want to have some kind of out so his wife doesn't stay in Aguna. But the other way of looking at it is that with a cheresh we won't accept writing. With a bari, if a bari were to write instructions to give a get, then that might be different. That might be acceptable. Because by a cheresh, there's reason to argue that maybe he doesn't have all his faculties. So he doesn't hear and he doesn't speak. So we don't really have a way of communicating with him. So, okay, he writes out for us, write against my wife. We don't know whether he's in his right mind. We can't do the three times particular with him.
Who would agree with me? No?
Wherever, no.
When you say who would be agreeable?
No. I'm saying there are Rishonim who learn. When the Gemara is slogging up, showing that the Braita goes against Rav Kahana Amar Rav, that's only talking about a Cheresh, whereas with a Bori it would be acceptable. There are other Rishonim who say that no, there's no difference. Nodding would be acceptable, writing is not. With that said, I mean, the Pnei Yeshua asks on it, he says on the face of it, okay, I mean, Rav Ashi is just coming over here to explain the Braita. He's not why should we necessarily say that we've slogged up what Rav Kahana says. Okay, the fact of the matter is this is how the post can pass in, so he says, you know, it's not like I can go against it yet. Okay. Mishnah continues. Now we're sort of starting on a new topic. Here, and for the next couple of, pretty much from here till the end of the paragraph, we're going to be dealing with the case where a person is writing a get in order, because he wants to prevent his wife from needing Yibum Chalitza after he dies. So he's going to write the get to take effect around the time that he dies. And we're going to talk about all the details within that. Mishnah starts off, Zeg Gitech Imati, if a person says, this is your get, it'll take effect if I die, or Zeg Gitech Mecholizeh, or this is your get from this sickness and on, meaning that it's because of the sickness, where then he ends up dying from that same illness. So therefore, the problem with these expressions that we're saying is, or zegit echlachem, so he says this is your get after I die. Although loyam akum, he didn't say anything because there you have the ein get lachem issue. All of them, he's effectively saying that the get should only take effect after I die, and after he dies, the get doesn't have room to take effect. On the other hand, if he says mehayoyim imati, if he says it should take effect as of today if I die, or me'achshav imati, or from now if I die, harei zeget, then that's a get. Because when he says imati, it means it's only going to take effect when he dies. When he dies, you can't have a get anymore. He was saying it should take effect mehayoyim, retroactive to today, imati.
When he dies.
Okay, so immati, the Gemara is going to talk about the immati itself. In and of itself, the word immati can have two different meanings.
Right.
But when he says mehayoyim, he's clearly indicating that he means I want it to take effect as of now. So okay. when I die, a week from now, let's say, it will be retroactive to now. And later on, and I am Gimel Ayin Daled, we're going to talk about what's her status during that time from the Mehayim until he actually dies. What's her status as far as being an Eshesish, as far as being a Grusha? Can they be together during that time, etc.? That we're going to deal with later. Mehayim ala achami. So what if he says a double expression? He says it should be from today and after death. So then you have then you have a problem. Well, then you have a problem.
Does he or after?
That's the problem. You have one way of looking at it is you could say he's saying the tnai, that saying mehayom ala achamisa is effectively the same as saying mehayom imamus. So fine, when he dies, then the tnai is niskayim and it's retroactive to now. Or does it mean that when he says mehayom, then he's changing his mind and he says, you know what, actually I want it to be la achamisa, and then that's no good. Do you have a suffix? So then get veina get. So therefore, what you have is that and Rashi points out, by the way, a similar expression if you use by matana. If you said by matana that this matana should take effect mehayom ala achamisa, that would actually be fine. Because with a matana, you do have those two different stages of it. You can have the goof of it you own as of now, the payrus you'll have from when I die. With a get, you don't have that. It's an all or nothing thing. So you have a suffix. Get ain't a get. Therefore, it's a get, but it's not a get. It's equivocal. So therefore, if he ends up dying from
applies to this last.
In this last case, in this case, Mehayom al-Achamisa, if then he gave a get, saying those words, Mehayom al-Achamisa, and then he dies, Chalitza Sulaimus Hebemis, then she has to do Chalitza because maybe it wasn't a good get, but she can't do Yibum because maybe it was. Tosfos, by the way, mentions an interesting detail on this Mehayom imati. Rabbi Natan asks, Mehayom imati, so what are we saying? It should take effect as of today, as of Tuesday, when I die, so fine. It means if he dies on Thursday, let's say that's fine. It's retroactive to Tuesday. What happens? That's fine. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That's fine. Rabbi Natan's question is, what happens if he dies on that very same day? On the face of it, what do you mean? Mehayoyim means it should take effect sometime today on Tuesday. On Tuesday itself, he dies. So now what? So Rabbi Natan isn't sure. And then Rabbeinu
in that same day before he dies.
So that's Rabbeinu Yochanan answers that. When he says Mehayoyim is the equivalent of saying Me'achshav. He means it to take effect.
Right.
He means, in other words, I'm giving it at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then he dies 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Fine, we mean it should be retroactive to 11 o'clock in the morning. What?
You don't
write the time in the get, right. However, Tosfos finishes off and recall Malkum Nachum Mahatmir that it is better to be Mahatmir in such a case. So, meaning, in other words, in that situation, if he said Me'ayoyim al-Achamisa and he dies that same day, it would be a suffix get. It would be the same get vein a get problem that the Mishnah is saying. Continues the Mishnah. Zeh gitich Me'ayoyim imati mechor b'zeh. What if he says, this is your get, it's in effect of, as of today, if I die from this illness, then va'omad, then he recovered, v'holach b'shuk, and he was walking around in the marketplace. V'chol ha'umet, and then he got sick again, and then he died. Do we say it's considered the same illness or not? Depends. Im d'noi say, we have to evaluate him. Im mach mefcholi orushin meis harez aget, if we evaluate medically that he died as a lingering consequence of the original illness, so it was only a temporary, temporary recovery, harez aget, then it's a good get, because he said, if I die from this illness, the imlav, and if not, then it's considered a new thing. Ain't a get, then it's not a good get because he recovered from the original one.
So let's say he recovers, he walks in the street, and then a car comes, kills him, then the get would not.
So before, it's not machmas chol yorishin,
right.
So then the pastor is not a get,
So then we then have to aim the race, then it's obvious. Probably can take, you have to decide if it's from the first sickness or the second sickness. Hidden by car, that's obvious that it's not from
that. Yeah, but that's the point. It wouldn't be a get, because it wasn't a get. Okay, so the Gemara starts off, Alma, okay, so what do we see from the case in the Mishnah? First you start by saying that if he says Zegitich Immati, then we say it's no good, because the Immati is Kalacha Misadami. It's the equivalent of saying it only takes effect if I die means after I die. But then the Mishnah continues that if he says it should take effect as of today if I die, or as of now if I die, Alma imati lakalacha misadami. So the word imati does not mean afterwards. Otherwise it would be the suffix, the same way as the third situation in the Mishnah. So what is it? Amar Abaye, imati shtei lashonis mashma. The word imati actually can have a double meaning. Mashma kimeachshav, mashma kalacha misa. It can mean as of now. So it can mean that it can mean if this t'nai happens, namely I die, then retroactively it's now, or it can mean kalacha mitzah. It can mean that should only take effect imati when I actually die.
Is that something that can be done?
The point is the language itself is equivalent. Therefore, omala meha, it's equivocal. I mean, therefore, omala meha yoim commando omala me'achshav dami. Therefore, if he says the expression meha yoim or me'achshav or what have you, then that's fine. Commando omala me'achshav dami. Then it's the equivalent of saying that I want it to take effect retroactive to now. Even though the word imati by itself you could mean later on, which is no good, and get lachamisa. The fact that he added the word mehayoyim means that then we can understand the word imati to be the tnai, which when that tnai takes effect later, then it will take effect as of now. So it's a kimeachshav. Loy omolah mehayoyim, whereas if he did not use the word mehayoyim, command omolah lachamisa dummy, then we have to assume that imati means it only takes effect when I die, and then that's no good because then get lachamisa. Mishnah continued, Zeh Gitachin Mati Lo Yom HaKlum. That if you have the case where he didn't use the word Mehayim, he just said, this is your guess if I die, then we said Lo Yom HaKlum, then what he said doesn't count for anything. It's not a good get, because they didn't get Lacha Mesa. However, Omer Rav Huna B'Chelasis. However, Rav Huna still says she still is also to be miyavim. If we're talking about a case of yibum over here, she'd still be also to do yibum. Because no, on the contrary, if the get is no good, if the get is completely bottle, it should mean that she's still considered her husband's wife. Therefore, when he dies, she becomes a skoka. She becomes a tremendous yavim. Yeah, she should be able to do yibum. The fact that he's saying she needs chalitza implies that he has a suffix. There's a suffix whether this get might possibly be valid. What do you mean? The Mishnah said loy amaklum, which implies that it doesn't count for anything. The answer is loy amaklum dasir la'alma. It just means loy amaklum l'chumre, in the sense she's still also to marry anybody else. Well, the yavam nami asira. However, she's also offered to the yavam just to be on the safe side, because it might have been a guess, and therefore she can't do yavam. So in other words, she needs chalitza.
It was not a get.
That's the thing. If we said lo yom haklum, then it's absolutely not. There's no way that it could be a possible get. Then she could do yibum if they want. But if there's a suffix, then the usual chalitzas will never say demes. As in all the cases of suffix. Why ask? Well, how many say for chalitzas? Mechal dereshi yibum inami miyadma. Why the Mishnah continues, and you have the case where he says Mehayom ul'acham misa, this equivocal expression, where it could mean I want it to take effect as of now retroactively, or it could mean that I want it to that I changed my mind and I only want it to take effect l'acham misa. We said that's a suffix, and chaletus ul'emes yavemes, which implies mikval dereisha yibum nami miyama. L'chorda, that means that the previous case, where it said, the first case in the Mishnah, where it said loy omaklum means absolutely loy omaklum. There's no possibility of it being a valid get. What are you telling me that in that case also, chaletus olemis evemes? Okay, the answer is masnifin kirabonan, but rabbonan da amakir abiyasi. Fine, you could say that it's macholikus tanoim. The Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan, whereas Rav Huna is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Not the same opinion of Rabbi Yosi as we were discussing before about Omer Imru and all that, but rather a different statement of Rabbi Yosi. He says that the time, that it, the date that's written on the shtar demonstrates when it's meant to take effect. Meaning, in other words, so Rashi brings that there's machlokas on this subject between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi in Bava Basra, which actually a lot of the Gemara we have over here is also repeated over there because of that. The situation over there is a person writes out a will where he's giving all of his nechassim to one of his children, let's say, or to a bunch of his children, whatever. He's dividing it not evenly and then not with the rules of Bechor and Pasha. According to the Rabbanan, he has to write that it's Mehayom al-Acham Misa. He has to write that this Matana is taking effect retroactive to now after I die. Otherwise, it's no good. Ein Matana al-Acham Misa. Whereas Rabbi Yosi says, and they would say the same thing with a get then. Rabbi Yosi disagrees with that. Rabbi Yosi says, once you have a time in the shtar, once you have a date written in the shtar, automatically that date means the shtar is in effect as of then. So the same way as Rashi had mentioned in the Mishnah, that in the case, so in the case of a Matana, given that you have Guf versus Peiros, so fine, you can say that it means that he's entitled to the Peiros as of now and the Guf later, or vice versa, as the case may be. You can make that distinction, because otherwise, why would you bother writing this man in the first place? Otherwise, you would know it takes effect right after the guy dies. So
you can say the other way around, put the date without having the intent of...
No, but putting a date, according to WIC, shows that you intend... So that's the question that a bunch of Mephoshim ask. So there's a few different answers. The Pnei Yeshua says, given that we just said before that the word immati has a potential double meaning, it can mean as of now and it can mean later on when I die. According to the Yosi, the fact that you have to have a date and a get, but that taken together with the fact that he said immati. Those two things taken together are enough, according to Rabbi Yosi, to establish that it has a certain that it has a potential validity as of now. Not enough to make her a complete grusha, according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna is telling us that if I hold according to Rabbi Yosi, it's still going to be a suffix get, but at least it has the possibility of being.
But he's not consistent, Rabbi Yosi, because previously he said everything has to be explicit. by the husband. He has to pay everything.
Now, he has to give explicit instructions. Fine, but he doesn't.
Now he's saying not necessarily when it comes to...
Not necessarily. Each thing can be its own thing. I mean, the whole concept of a date in the get is only a tech on the Rabbanan anyway. That's it. Fine. But one way of looking at it, according to Rabbi Yossi, right, the very fact that a date is written shows that you intend it to be effective. Now, that's according to the Pnei Yeshua. I mean,
according to Rabbi Yossi, you should say it should take effect whenever the husband says it's going to take effect.
But only if he gives the instructions. But only if he gives the instructions. Fine. The two machlokas and don't have to relate to each other. Anyway, there's other answers as well. I mean, there's other answers as well. One of them is we learned way back when we discussed the whole matter of dates in Gittin. We said you don't need an exact date. It's enough to even just write what Schmidt this thing was given in. Okay, so then that we're talking even according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree with that point. So another way of answering this question, doesn't every get have to have a date, is if it was just a matter of writing the date, you could get away with writing what Shmita it's in. And that would satisfy the Takana to write the date. The fact that you're writing the exact date shows that you want, according to the BAC, that you want it to take effect as of now. Another answer that one...
It's not implicit.
Fine, but that's good enough. He has to explicitly tell the sofer to write and the edim to sign, because the chosav law, because that's midoraisa, that he has to write it, or it has to be directly from his thing. The date is only the rabbanon, and therefore that's different. Okay, there's another answer also that another one of the acharonim gives, which is that the Torah Skitten, I think it is, says that in order, what the reasons we learned earlier why you need a date and a get, we said two reasons. Shemi chapa basachose, because he may try to cover up for her if she's mezana, or because of the payers. If he were to write in the get, instead of writing an actual date, if he were to write, this get should take effect on the day I die, that would also satisfy that takana. It would satisfy either possibility. You know, in the end, after all, you know, after all, without writing the actual date, you just write this get shall take effect on the day I die, and eventually, when he dies, you'll know what day that is. The fact that instead he wrote an actual calendar date, the 25th of Shvat or whatever it is, tells us that he means it to take effect then, regardless whether he dies that day or the next day or a week later or whatever.
Right, it's true, but that's only implicitly.
Fine, but again, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's enough. Yeah.
Well, that's my point. Yes, here maybe it's enough.
Here it's enough.
But it's not consistent with the previous.
Again, it doesn't have to be consistent. They're two different issues. One is about instructions to give the get. The other one is when it takes effect. Okay, the question is, fine, if he's saying according to Rabbi Yossi that you go according to the date of the get, and that's when it takes effect, then she shouldn't need chalitza either. It should be a perfectly valid get that she can marry whoever she wants. So, okay, you're going to say very simple, fine, Rabbi Huna doesn't know whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi or not. So therefore, that's why he's saying that she needs chalitza and not yibum. The problem with that is, does he really have such a suffix? The story happened that Rabba Bar Avua Cholosh, Rabba Bar Avua wasn't feeling well. Ula Gabe Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman, so Rav Huna and Rav Nachman went to visit him. Amalei Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman, boy mi name Rabba Bar Avua, halacha k'Rav Yossi, ain halacha. So Rav Huna asks Rav Nachman to ask Rabba Bar Avua, is halacha like Rav Yossi or not? Now, why didn't he ask him directly? Steinsaltz brings that maybe what it is that Rabba Bar Avua wasn't feeling well, so therefore Rav Huna didn't want to bother him himself, but Rav Nachman was his son-in-law. So therefore he figured he's closer with him, and therefore he has a better chance of being able to ask him without bothering him. And Omale, and Rabba Bar Avua answers, time of Rav Yossi lo yadayin halacha, or Rav Nachman rather says, time is Rav Yossi lo yadina. I don't even understand Rav Yossi's logic. Halacha yiboy b'nei. How can I ask whether the halacha is like him? I don't know why Rav Yossi b'chlal says that zmanish or shtar mechia cholov, and you don't have to write mehayoyim alacham nisik because you just look at the date. So how am I? What's the sense of asking whether the halacha is like him?
Why you couldn't understand?
Because maybe he had the same problem that you do. Maybe it's just
no. I understand, but okay. I'm saying, it's not consistent.
Fine, but whatever it is, he didn't understand Rabbi Yossi's reason how you can say that just because there's a date there, it shows that you wanted to take effect as of that date.
It shows intent.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Amalei, so Rav Huna tells him, at boy minei halacha, you go ahead and ask him what the halacha is. The time is Rabbi Yossi, I know I'm in halacha. As far as the reason, I'll explain it to you afterwards. You find out from Rabbi Bar Avuha what the actual halacha is. And boy, mina yastim amalei hachi amar Rav halacha k'Rav Yosi. Rav said that the halacha is like Rav Yosi. Now, the point of this is, we're going to continue with the story, but meanwhile, at this point, the point is, Rav was Rav Huna's Rebbe. If we have a report that Rav passed him like Rav Yosi, we shouldn't assume that Rav Huna has a suffix whether the halacha is like him or not. Now that Rabbi Bar Avuha told him, he would know. But the point is that once he knows that Rav has passed him that way, he's not going to have a suffix, is the halacha like him or not? He's not going to be a Maharaj Rabbi.
Once he knows, obviously.
Fine, but that's the point. If after that he knew, then we wouldn't have this report over here that Chalitza says that Rav Huna's final opinion is that she needs Chalitza to be on the safe side. The Boston and Norfolk, after they left, Omalai Hainer time of the Rav Yosi, the reason behind Rav Yosi's opinion is Dikhtav was Vanish Hashtamah Chiyacholov. Okay, so wait, when he asked him, is the halacha like Rav Yosi or not, he was talking about in Baba Batra, about a Koysev called Nechosev Levonov, who is the halacha like? And he tells him the halacha like Rav Yosi. The Mishnah doesn't actually spell out the reason over there why Rav Yosi holds that. The Gemara is what explains it, that it's because Manash Hoshtam Mechayachalov. So Rav Nachman originally said, I don't understand Rav Yosi's reason. Why should you not have to write Ma'ayyam Malach HaMisa? Until Rav Huna explains to him, because it's Manash Hoshtam Mechayachalov, so you look at the date, and you know from that when it's meant to take effect. The point is, again, he knew at that point that Halacha is like Rav Yosi. So once we have that, there's no reason for him to have a suffix in our case, whether she needs chalitza or yibum or can marry freely. So you can't say that's why Rav Huna is saying that. Ella, no, let's try a different reason. Mitzafkalei omer Rav Yosi baal peh iloy omer. He has a different suffix. This that Rav Yosi is saying, does that also apply when he says something baal peh, namely? When you have a star, and when you have a star, and you actually write, well, one second, because the difference is like this: in a get, you don't actually write in the get that this should take effect in Matthew or whatever. As a matter of fact, according to the Rambam and a number of other Rishonim, you're not allowed to do that with Chatzila. You're never allowed to do that. To put a tnai into the get itself. The tnai is set verbally when the get is given. So Mela with a star like Rav Yosi is talking about over there in Baba Basra, you write a tnai over there, you write a tnai that I'm giving this to this son and that to that son, Mehayoy Malachamisa or whatever. Yeah. So you since you have the date over there and you have the tnai together with that, then fine, you can logically say that Rav Yosi says Manish or Shtar Mechiachalov, that the date is meant to tell us when that tnai further on in the star is meant to be.
They made a tnai and
they
give it to the merchant. The merchant tells them yes and writes down what.
I don't know. Not following.
It's how he gives a get. It's how he takes the get, he tells them that and gives to the merchant.
Yeah.
And the merchant gives them a paper that displays his progression.
Okay, so if there was a tnai involved,
I
guess they would have to write the tnai on the receipt. Yeah. But the tnai itself is not written in the get. You don't write a get that Pliny is divorcing his wife Plinius Almanas or al tnai such and such. The get is written. The normal lotion of the get. The whole nusach of the get is written as normal. When it's given, then you say this is being done al tnai such and such or almanas such and such. So therefore you can argue maybe Rav Yosi would not say that's Zmanish Hashtam Mechiyacholov in that case. You can't necessarily say in that case where the Zman is written into the get, but the Tanai is Baal Peh. You have a date written in the get, you have to have a date written in the get willy-nilly, but when he's giving it to her, he didn't say Mehayom, he just said Lachamisa. Maybe Rav Yosi would agree that in that case he only means it to take effect la'achamisa rather than as of today, and then it would be no good. So maybe that's Rav Huna's problem. Maybe that's why he says that to be on the safe side. Chalutz v'lemetzeh b'emes. Yomer Rav Yosi baal peh ilo yomer. Does Rav Yosi agree that? Does Rav Yosi also say that when it comes to something baal peh that you would have the same thing? what he says. So Rashi and Tosfos are learning slightly differently. Rashi learns that the thing is that when you're giving over the get, you're ignoring the date that's written in the get. And you're saying, you know what, instead of focusing on the date that's written in the get, I want it to be la'achamisa, rather than as of now.
If that's the case, then how can Rabbi Yossi say Zmano Shel...
That's the problem. That's the question. Does he still say Zmano Shel Shtar Mechiyah Cholov? Meaning that we don't say that. We say that the Tnai Bal Peh is predicated on the date in the get, or maybe not. That's exactly the issue we're dealing with. Yeah, Tosfos says it slightly differently, but it kind of amounts to the same thing. Is he being mevatel verbally the proof that you have from the time of the shtar by saying that it should be lachamisa? Well, maybe not.
Yeah. Not necessarily. It could amount to saying that the date is given is not necessarily when it applies.
But according to Rabbi Yossi, the date when it's given is supposed to be the date when it's applied. Manas Hashem Achichal. But that's the problem. Given that over here, the Tanai of necessity has to be verbal, because you can't write it in the get. Or, according to the Rishonim, that it could be written in the get. The fact is, we're talking about over here a situation where you didn't. So then.
You wrote one date.
Yeah. So you wrote one date, but then when you're delivering it, you're saying L'achamisa. Or you're saying Immati or L'achamisa or what have you. So we can look at it two ways. We can look at it that according to Rabbi Yossi, you combine those two things together. You combine the date, which implies that it's supposed to be from now, together with the words la'achamisa, and therefore it amounts to a tnai that la'achamisa should take effect as of now. Or we could say that you're trying to override the date by just saying la'achamisa, and that would be the subject.
He doesn't give any explanation on Zmano Mechiyah.
I don't understand. In the second case, in both cases, we would say Zmano Shel, but the question is, by your verbal tonight, are you going along with that? Are you going along with that, or are you uprooting it? Yeah. Okay. But the question is, does Rav Huna really have a suffix on that? Well, it's not. We learn later on, in the next parak, actually later on in this parak, in the case, there's a husband says, if he says, here's your get, and it'll take effect if I don't come home anytime in the next 12 months, or Mester says, your bishchodesh, she dies within the 12 months, ain't a get. And it's not a good get, because again, it's only meant to take effect in 12 months, and at the end of the 12 months, he's dead, and ain't get machamisa. Zitomi Allah, however, we learn an advice on that, also in the Gemara over there, Rabbi Senu Hichiru Alina, say, our rabbis allowed her to remarry in that case. Ve'amrin, and
in the case where
Mester says Yubiz Chodesh, they say that she's allowed to remarry in the sense of she doesn't need Chalitza to be potter to marry anybody else. She's allowed to marry anybody else right away. Right. Ve'amrin, and we say on that in the Gemara, we'll have it in a few days. Man Rabbi Senu. First of all, who are these Rabbi Senu who gave her that heter against the Mishnah? This is the same basin that permitted oil of goyim to be used. So we talked about this before. I think we had an ksuba in Yevamos uksubas. I think that the basin of Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi brings it over here. The basin of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, they were matir up until that point for several hundred years. There had been a gzeda going back to the times of Daniel that you're not allowed to use oil, olive oil, that was produced by goyim without Jewish supervision. The same way as we can't drink milk, which was milked by a goy without a Jew supervising. There used to be the same kind of thing as far as oil. Later on, Rabbi Yehudin Siyah's based in was matir it. The Gemara talks about it a lot in Avodah Zarah, so we'll get there when we get to that, Bez Hashem. But fine, let's not get into that. Okay, but you know what? Actually, though, that's a good analogy, because think of it. Many people, when they think of Moshe Feinstein, the first thing they think about him is, oh, he's the one who gave the heter that in certain cases you can drink Chalav Stam. The same way, when people think of the basin of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, what's the first thing they think of? He made a new rule in Kashrus. Up until now, you needed supervision on oil. Now you don't. So that became the famous thing, Beit Din at the Shodor Mishka. They're the basin that were master oil. That became like their claim to fame. So they're called Rabbi Senu. And so now, how do they get this? Why do they say that? Why taka do they say? The fact is, Lahoda, the guy said the get's only supposed to take an effect in 12 months. So why taka are they saying it's good? Because they hold like Rabbi Yossi, that the Zman of the Shtar proves that when it's supposed to take effect. So again, even though we're talking of verbal Tanai, again, this Im Legosim Yitan Vad Yud Chodesh is a verbal Tanai attached to the written get. Nevertheless, Rabbi Seinu are saying that Rabbi Yossi holds his opinion in that case also. So Rav Huna can have a suffix whether Rabbi Yossi would say that opinion in that case or not. Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Huna is based it, is telling us that he does. Of course they were reliable based in, So we don't understand yet what his suffix is. We don't understand yet. On the face of it, Rabbi Yossi's din would apply the same way to a shtar matona, where the shtar is written into the shtar, as it would to a get, where the shtar is balpeh. Okay, el mesapkele I halacha k'Rav Yossi balpeh a halacha. Fine, you could say maybe Rav Huna's suffix is the halacha like Rav Yossi by a tnai balpeh or not. Okay, I mean, he's an Amora, the Beis Din of Rabbi Seinu is also Amora, and he's allowed to argue with them. They know the facts, okay, they know that Rabbi Yossi is saying his din even in that case. He's entitled to disagree with them and say that I don't hold like Rabbi Yossi la halacha as far as that. But still, umi mesapkele, still, does he even have such a suffix whether that's the halacha? Rava says that if a husband says, "Here's your get, if I die, or when or that I die, hareza get, either of those lashonis, hareza get, it's a valid get, because it amounts to a tnai, this get should take effect when I die, it takes effect retroactively to now. But if he says kisha almost, if he says when I die, or if he says when I die, kisha almost la'achamisa, he says after death, ain't a get, then it's not a get, because they didn't get la'achamisa. And we have to ask Hechidami.
Which way does it work if he says?
So it works if he says, Rava is saying it works if he says, immati, that this get takes effect if I die, because that's a tnai. It takes effect as of now if I die at some future date. And the same thing, Shani Met.
Which way doesn't work
if he says Kisha almost. If he says this get takes effect when I die. Because then that's
Okay.
Right. Okay. So the question, hey, what are we talking about? If the case that Rava is talking about is in the first two cases where he said Imati or Shani Met, if he said also with it Nehayoim, as of now, Virabonon, and you would say that this is according to Virabonon. Do we need to say that? Of course, that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling us. Rava doesn't need to tell us that. There's no chiddush in it. Obviously, Rava must be talking about the situation where he did not use the word mehayom, and that would have to be according to Rav Yossi. Which Rav Yossi is saying, zmanesh or shtam echiyacholov, that you just look at the date in the get, and that's good enough. That's the equivalent of saying mehayom, and therefore it would be good. Shmamina halacha k'Rav Yossi. But that shows halacha clearly is like Rabbi Yossi. So why would Rav Huna have a suffix on it to the extent that he says in a situation like that she needs chalitza but can't do yibum? The Gemara answers, Rava pshitalei Rav Huna mesapkelei. Fine. Rava knew that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna has a suffix on it.
There cannot be a suffix.
We said that if there can't be a suffix what Rabbi Yossi held, he's still entitled to have a suffix should we pass him like Rabbi Yossi against the Chachamim, or should we not? Rava felt that we can pass him like Rabbi Yossi, we can pass him for certain like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Seinu will go along with him, that's good enough for me, basically. Rav Huna doesn't have to agree with that. Rav Huna is still entitled to have a suffix.
So there's two opinions, and one can still not agree and say the Allah is not like these two opinions?
Not following. Rava would say, we have a machloikas of Rabbi Yossi versus the Chachamim.
Right.
So fine, we've established the machloikas is in all cases, whether the Tanai was written into the Shtar, whether the Tanai was not written into the Shtar. Rabbi Yossi will hold Zmanish or Shtar Mechiyacholov, you don't need the word Mehayoim. The Rabbanon will hold, you don't look at the Zman of the Shtar, you need the word Mehayoim. Now, Rava will say, following Rabbi Seinu, the pastors, that we can agree with Rabbi Yossi. In all cases, we can say Zmanesh or Shtar Mechiyacholov, therefore you don't need to say Mehayom, it's good enough, and therefore in the case of the Yud Beis Chodesh, therefore it'll be a valid get. Rava can say that. Rav Huna, also being an Amora, is entitled to disagree. He's entitled to say, I'm not sure whether the Halacha should be like Rav Yossi or like the Chachamim, and therefore Misafik shall need Chalitza but not Yibum. The Iba is same, or another possibility, you could say, going back to what Rava said, we said, when Rava said, Immati Vashani Nes versus Kishaomus Wahamis, we said, Lechora Rava is telling us in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, because otherwise, what's the Chiddush? The Iba is same, another possibility. You could say that the case is that in each of that in the first two cases, anyway, where he said, Immati, or if he says, if he says, he said the word mehayoyim with it, v'rabbanon, and then it would be according to the rabbanon. We don't need the zmanish or shtar. We haven't actually saying the word mehayoyim. You're asking then in that case, what's the chiddush? We learn it explicitly from our Mishnah. The answer is, v'ani lishni tzrichalei. Just Rava's chiddush is he's telling us more lishonis than the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah. If he says, I'm giving you this guess, that I'm buying, then that's the equivalent of immati, and therefore if he says, just like if he says mehayoyim immati, it's good. If he says mehayoyim she'ani mes, is also valid. On the other hand, kisha'omus, kalachamisa, dummy, on the other hand, he's telling us the chiddush. You should know, the word kisha'omus is the equivalent of saying la'achamisa. That is and maybe even if he said mehayoyim, then you might have the same suffix as Rav Huna is having. Do you focus on the mehayoyim, or do you focus on the kishaomus, which means when I die, and then it would be no good. So that would be his chiddush. So not necessarily do we need to say that Rava is holding according to Rabbi Yossi. So we don't need to say necessarily that Rava knows the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and Rav Huna has a suffix. Could be Rava is talking according to the Rabbanan and not even addressing Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So far, this was one. So far, what we had since the beginning of the Gemara, since the beginning of the Sugya, was all one. Since the quotation from the Mishnah, when he quoted Rav Huna, up until now, we've had one version of how this discussion went. That we were referring to the first that we were referring to the case in the Mishnah where he says. That if he says this is your guess, if I die, loy amaklum, and we said on that Rav Huna says that that's the situation where chelas is limited. Others say that this whole discussion actually refers to the sefer of the Mishnah. Namely, the Mishnah had said zegitach la'acham misa loy amaklum, that if he says this is your guess after I die, then we said loy amaklum. So as opposed to the first one where he said imati. And we said at the very beginning of the Gemara, the word immati itself is kind of equivocal. It can mean as of, it can mean now, and it can mean later on. Here we would be referring to the third case of the Mishnah, where he said the end of the first case of the Mishnah, where he said zeg yitach la'acha misa, where he explicitly said after the death. So on that, Amar Rav Huna, uledivir Rav Yossi chelatzes. That the Rabbanan are saying that if he says la'acham misa boyam akum. However, according to this version, Rav Huna would say you should know Rav Yossi disagrees with that. According to him, in that case, she would need chalitza to be on the safe side. Because according to Rav Yossi, because manish shlam echiyachalav. So just even though he said la'acham misa, Rav Yossi would still say yes. On the one hand, you have the word la'acham misa, which means no good. On the other hand, you have manish shlam, which means that it's good. Well, that's it doesn't. That's why you have the suffix. That's why chalitza. Okay, the question is pshita. Well, according to this version of the discussion, pshita. Shouldn't that be obvious? Given that in the case of hayoyim la'achamisa, the Mishnah had said that because may hayoyim on the one hand means now and la'achamisa means later, then therefore you have a suffix. Does he mean to say after I die, it should take effect retroactively as of now, or is he changing his mind? Well, since Rabbi Yossi is saying the date in the shtar is the equivalent of saying mehayoyim, necessarily, yes, according to him, the date plus la'achamisa will be the equivalent of, according to the Rabbanan, mehayoyim la'achamisa. It's fairly obvious then. It says, no, ma'ar detayim Rabbi Yossi b'hak. So it's not a matter of a suffix. Yes, so it is a matter of a suffix. Well, the same suffix as the Chachamim would be giving us. In the third case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi would be giving us in one of the sub-cases in the first part. The answer is, the chiddush is, ma'ar detayim Rabbi Yossi b'hak Rebbe Sirelei. No, because you might think maybe in that case Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rebbe, which are in a braita, which we're going to quote in a few lines, da'amah gita ma'al yahavi, where in that case, there's a certain case where Rebbe says that it is a valid debt. But chalitza nami lo tibali, and then if it's a valid debt, she shouldn't even need chalitza. She should be able to marry anybody she wants. Kamash Malan, that the Chiddush, therefore, is the Loi Rebbe Savalak Rebbe Yaisi, the Loi Rebbe Yaisi Savalak Rebbe. That Rebbe Yaisi and Rebbe disagree on the case, which we're going to, the case which the Braise is going to bring now, a case of Hayom al-Achamisa, and another case, the Yurbez Chodesh case, where you should know, in other words, according to this version, Rav Huna is telling us, you should know, it's not just a two-way machlok, this between the Rabbanon and Rebbe Yaisi, you also have Rebbe in there, who's a third opinion who doesn't agree with Rebbe Yaisi, and he and Rebbe Yaisi disagree with each other on various cases. So that would be the chiddush, that in the Mishnah, when he's saying that all Mishnah is according to the Rabbanon and according to Rabbi Yossi, he disagree and say that there's a case when in the Mishnah, Chiletus, Chiletus, Yabemes, the chiddush is don't think that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rebbe in that case. Okay. Rebbe, we know, does not hold like Rebbe Yaisi Dikatani because we have the lines that we're going to quote in a couple of lines, kazeh get. Rebbe uses on a certain case, he uses the expression, like this is a get. What do you mean, like this? Most of the Rebbe Yaisi means to exclude Rebbe Yaisi's case, which he would say is not a good get. Rebbe Yaisi lost Savalot to Rebbe, and similarly Rebbe Yaisi doesn't hold like Rebbe. Also Dikatani kazeh get, the most of the Rebbe, he also uses the word kazeh get. Okay. Rebbe Maihi. What is this opinion of Rebbe that we're talking about? That we're saying that he and Rebbe Yossi disagree. Netanya, we learn in a Braisa. If the husband says Mehayom al Achamisa, get ve'en a get. If he says, as we said in the Mishnah, Mehayom al Achamisa, where the third case of our Mishnah, where again the third clause rather of our Mishnah, where again you have the problem Mehayom means it should take effect as of now, which would be fine, but La Achamisa means only after he dies, so we don't know is that a Tanai that's meant to go together with Mehayom or is meant to override it. Therefore, get ve'en a get, give it a Chachamim. So the Chachamim say get ve'en a get. You have a suffix in the get. Rebbe Omer Kazeh get, as opposed to Rebbe says that kind of thing is a get. By saying that case implies not, he's disagreeing with Rebbe Yossi. In the next case, there's a case where Chachamim say it's not a get, and Rebbe Yossi says it is. Rebbe is disagreeing with Rebbe Yossi. So that's the thing. So Chachamim would be saying the Chachamim would be saying that that it's get ve'en a get, and the implication is that Rabbi Yossi would also hold the same way because Rabbi Yossi in his case says kazeh get, implying but not the case that Rebbe is mentioning. In that, I do agree with the Chachamim. So therefore, so that's the thing, because Mehayom al-Achamisa. So Rebbe would be saying fine. Hayom al-Achamisa is effectively the equivalent of Mehayom imati. The Rabbanon and also Rabbi Yossi disagree with that. They say you can break it up. Mehayoyim can mean one thing, Ulachamisa can mean something else, and therefore you have the other suffix. Rabbi Yossi Maihi, what's the case Rabbi Yossi talks about? The Tanan, a Mishnah we have towards the end of the parak. Kisvutnu, the case that we mentioned before on the Amud, Kisvutnu get the ishti in lebossi mikan van yudis chodesh. If he says, write a get and give it to my wife if I don't come back within the next 12 months, so if they wrote it during the 12 months, even though they only delivered it after the 12 months, in a get, then it's not a good get, because he said write it after the 12 months, so therefore they wrote it during the 12 months, it's no good. Rabbi Yossi, because they get, whereas Rabbi Yossi says that is a valid get, because if he meant to say that it should only be written after, if he doesn't show up in the 12 months, he would have said it the other way around. Im loy bossi, if I don't come, kisvu utnu, then write it and give it. The implication, by saying it the other way around, by saying kisvu tnu imle bossi, Rabbi Yossi understands the implication to be, write it, go ahead and write it now. The tnu, that should only take place if I don't show up within 12 months. So Rabbi Yossi, I'm a kazege, and Rebbe would disagree with him.
And then
that kisvu and the tnu have to be done after the 12 months, according to the Chachamim and according to Rebbe. So that's the point. That's the point we're making. Then that's the point, according to the second version that Rav Huna is making, that you should know that because Rebbe and Rav Yossi in their respective cases are each saying kazeh get, they're implying, as opposed to your case, I agree with the Chachamim. The Rebbe is saying I agree with the Chachamim on the 12-month situation. Unlike you, Rav Yossi, who say it's a good get, I agree with them that not. Conversely, Rabbi Yossi is saying to Rabbi, you hold that Me'ayom al-Achamisa is get ve'ena get, you hold that it's a valid get, pazeh get. I agree with the Chachamim, get ve'ena get. It's a suffix get, and therefore you need chalitza. Rav Huna is explaining to us that that's what Rabbi Yossi actually means. And therefore, that's what Rav Huna is telling us, that when the Mishnah tells us that if he says, Me'ayom al-Achamisa, she needs chalitza, then it would actually be a three-way machlokas. According to the Chacham, Me'ayom al-Achamisa is not a get at all. So she doesn't even need chalitza, she can even do yibum. According to Rebbe, on the other hand, it is a valid get. She doesn't need chalitza, she doesn't need yibum, she can marry whoever she wants. According to Rabbi Yossi, it would be a suffix. According to Rabbi Yossi, it would be a suffix, and therefore chalitza will never say emes. That's what Rav Huna wants to tell us.
He doesn't necessarily agree with the Chachamim.
He doesn't completely agree with the Chachamim, but he also disagrees with Rebbe, who says that it is a fully valid get. No, it's a suffix get.